Tum-Tum and Nutmeg, Pirate's Treasure, by Emily Bairn, read by Bill Wallace. Chapter 1. It was a fine May morning, with not a scent of trouble in the air. The sort of morning, as Tum-Tum noted happily, that bore the promise of a very uneventful day. He rose from his bed and set off for the kitchen, and the kitchen was a long way from the bedroom, for Nutmose Hall was a big house, with long corridors and lots of stairs. As he went, he remembered all the things he had to do. There was breakfast, elevenses, lunch, tea, and supper to eat, and a newspaper to read, and a nap to fit in. And that is a lot of events in a day which promises to be uneventful. Tum-Tum pressed on, keen to get started. But when he reached the kitchen, he found Nutmeg in a terrible fuss.
"Something dreadful's happened," she cried.
"What, dear?" Tum-Tum asked, sitting down at the table. Nutmeg often fussed, and usually about the silliest things, such as an upset vase or a broken mug. Even so, it struck Tum-Tum that this morning she looked more flustered than usual.
"It's the children," she said miserably.
"Why? Is one of them ill?" Tum-Tum replied.
"Oh, no, nothing like that. Something much worse."
"Gracious! Have they died?" Tum-Tum said, looking shocked.
"Oh, no, no, not that. But something almost, well, something terrible all the same."
She sat down and looked at him very solemnly.
"Arthur and Lucy are going to spend..."